Here you are, Cecil. Goodness, the man thought I was crazy when I asked for bad eggs.
Well, you're out of breath. Did he have them? Are they good and bad?
He said they were 3 months old.
Fine. Now be careful. Don't break them.
Where's your customer?
Oh, I waited on him. He's gone.
Did Mr. Hatton come in while I was gone?
No. No one's been in here.
Cecil, wait. Goodness, give me those eggs. You can't do that.
Watch out, Sally. You'll break them. How do you know what I'm going to do? Gimme.
I know, all right. I just thought. When Mr. Hatton comes in, you're going to throw these eggs at him.
I am not. Now, I know what I'm doing. Will you please leave this to me?
You promise you're not going to throw them at him when he comes in?
Oh, of course I'm not. That wouldn't keep him from buying the store. He'd come back tomorrow.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm not going to tell you, but you've got to help.
Well, I'll do anything to keep your Uncle Thomas from selling. I'd hate to live in Paris.
Boy, if this plan doesn't work, nothing will.
Cecil, I don't understand.
You will.
Won't you tell me something?
Yes. Now, in a minute, I want you to go up in the office and keep your uncle up there if you have to faint.
But, Cecil, I don't know how to faint.
Oh, it's easy. Just let out a squawk and curl up and sleep for a few minutes on the floor.
But, Cecil, they'll send for a doctor or an ambulance.
Well, maybe you won't have to faint. You can do something to keep him up in his office, can't you?
Well, I can talk.
Don't I know it? Well, you do just that.
I know. I can tell him a funny story.
Do you know any?
No.
Well, you'll have to think of one.
Can't you tell me one, Cecil, what I can tell him?
Don't bother me now. I gotta think.
What else will I do?
Nothing. Just go up in the office and keep your uncle busy.
Goodness, I hope I can.
You have to. He mustn't see me talking to the fellow that wants to buy him out.
Cecil, you're just going to talk to him, aren't you? You're not going to hit him with the eggs.
Oh, I told you I wasn't. Here, help me.
Cecil, what are you doing?
Don't stand there, Sally. Spread some of these newspapers out here under the counter.
Oh, Cecil, I think you've gone crazy.
I think I'm a genius. Here, put one over there. That's good.
There. Well, now what, Cecil?
Give me that sack of old eggs.
Careful, Cecil. Well, what are you doing?
Can't you see what I'm doing? I'm breaking these eggs all over this newspaper under the counter. Help me. Here, break one on this paper.
Cecil, ugh. Ooh, they smell awful. Ugh.
Good, that's just what I want.
Cecil, are you crazy? This whole place will smell to heaven.
Fine, great, just what I'm after.
Cecil, you'll need a gas mask.
I can stand it. I want to keep that Mr. Hatton from signing those papers today if I get this you know what I mean.
Sir, asphyxiated.
Yeah, that's it.
Cecil, if you think that you can keep Mr. Hatton out of the store by making it smell to heaven, you're wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, he'll come back again tomorrow.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm so glad that you do. I'm sure I don't.
He won't come back tomorrow. Take my word for it.
Well, what are you breaking these awful eggs under the counter for?
That is bait. That's all. Bait.
Bait? What's bait got to do with it?
You'd be surprised.
Well, nothing can surprise me after this.
Oh, darn. I forgot.
What? What did you forget?
I should have had you get some Limburger cheese, too.
Oh, Cecil, that's the limit. Oh, this place smells terrible now.
Then anyone couldn't help but notice it, could they?
Well, not unless they had an awful bad cold.
Oh, what could be sweeter?
Oh, Cecil, I'm getting sick. Ooh.
All right. You go on upstairs to the office. And remember, under no condition, let your uncle come down here until I give you a ring.
Oh, Cecil, I hope you do whatever it is you're going to do.
Just you leave that to me, little Cecil. With a brain like I've got, I ought to have headaches.
Well, you've certainly given me one. Well, I'll see you later. The man ought to be here.
Goodbye. Hurry on. This may be him coming.
All right.
Oh, golly. This is the guy that's going to buy. He's a little fat guy. Well, now. Good morning. Were you looking for the office?
Yes. But my word, what in the world is this?
Oh, do you smell anything?
Do I? The place reeks.
Oh, don't mind a little thing like that. Why, it's lovely.
What in the world is it that smells so rotten?
Ha! It's business.
Don't be funny, young man.
Oh, it's the truth. Do you know that business is so terrible in this store that you can actually smell it?
Why, I thought this store did a wonderful business.
Listen, I know it's none of my business, but... Shh. The boss is doing his best to get rid of it.
But that smell, what is it?
Well, you see, it's like this. The place is so full of rats, they eat up half the music, and, well, you know how rats are.
My word, this is awful.
It certainly is, especially when the poor guy that's going to buy Mr. Smith out doesn't know a thing about it.
I should think that they'd clean it up.
Well,
clear this out.
You know, it's a funny thing. They've tried and tried, but that odor seems to come out of the ground. They can't get rid of it, or they'd have to tear down the building.
Well, that's the only thing to do, it seems to me.
Well, that costs too much. Oh, yes, it would cost maybe $1 million.
How can you stand to work here?
Oh, it's not so bad. You see, I don't have anything to do. No one ever buys anything. That's why Mr. Smith wants to sell.
A man would be a fool to buy this business.
Wouldn't he, though? Golly, it's too bad. It's not worth a cent.
Well, I certainly had a different idea, I did.
Well, you can see how it is. Did you want some music?
No, I didn't come in here for music.
Are you going up the office now?
No, I won't need to. I just wanted to look around. But I'll go now, and thank you, young man.
Oh, not at all. Shall I tell Mr. Smith you called?
Why, yes. I'll make my report a great deal lower this year. It's too bad. Well, so long, my boy.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hatton.
What was that?
I said, yes, sir, Mr. Hatton.
Oh, my name isn't Hatton. It's Jones. I'm the tax assessor. I just wanted to appraise this property. But I have last year's report. It's a little too high. Well, goodbye.
Well, I'll be a cold-boiled potato while I'm a monkey's uncle. Well, I'm a dish of hash.
Cecil? Cecil? Oh, goodness, Cecil, Cecil.
What are you doing down here? I thought I told you to stay upstairs, didn't I?
Cecil, I was upstairs.
Well, go back. The right man didn't come in. I made a little mistake.
Oh, I know he didn't come in. I just found out.
How? Why, tell me, will you?
Well, he isn't coming in. He won't be in today. He's out of town. Uncle Thomas just told me.
Oh, what luck. Here, we've got to clean this all out. These newspapers with broken eggs all over them.
I know it. Quick, Uncle Thomas will be down in a minute. Did anyone come in while I was upstairs?
Did anyone come in? Why, no. The store's been empty. Here, help me. Take this down the basement.
Oh, Cecil, I can't. Ooh, you take it.
Oh, all right, then.
Goodness. You should see your face.
It was a good plan, but it didn't work.
Here, Cecil, I'll hold the door open for you. For goodness sake, don't stumble. It'll be just too bad for you.